The Portfolio Doctors on AM 1170. The Answer is sponsored by Mr. Credit San Diego.
Next on KCBQ, stay tuned for the Portfolio Doctors, Dan Osgood and Stephen Vick, investment advisor representatives for their respective investment firms, ACAS LLC and Cottingham Management Company LLC. The opinions expressed on the Portfolio Doctors are their own and do not reflect those of ACAS LLC, Cottingham Management Company LLC, or this radio station. The following information is for educational purposes only. ACAS LLC and Cottingham Management Company LLC are not law or accounting firms, and no portion of this presentation should be interpreted as legal, accounting, investment, or tax advice. Welcome to the Portfolio Doctors on AM 1170, The Answer. Your financial future depends on making sound investment decisions. Make sure you get a weekly checkup from a source you trust. The Portfolio Doctors will see you now. Here are Dan Osgood and Steve Vick, the Portfolio Doctors.
Welcome to another fine Saturday here in America's finest city. My name is Dan Osgood.
I'm Steve Vick.
Today, we have a special guest joining us today. We have Amy Mullins, the founder and owner of Bookkeeping Made Easy, one of our sponsors that we are glad to have. You started this business back in 2008. Amy, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's great that you could join us. I'll let you kick it off today, Steve. Why are we here?
Why are we here? I actually don't know, because it's such a nice day outside. I think we should be on the beach, but
why are we doing the show?
Yeah, outside of that, we're here to try and educate people with not only investments, but with ideas, make you start thinking outside the box a little bit, because my thought process in the markets and in everything that I do is a little bit outside of the box. Mainly because I just don't think that the normal processes of buying, holding, and hoping that your retirement is going to take care of itself is really happens these days. I mean, when you do the analysis and you see most people are earning about 2% return on their investments year in, year out, and that's not a particular stock. I'm taking it as a portfolio as a whole. It's hard to retire on that. And when you see, you know, financial advisors putting this number of 8% out there, all you need to do is just have this amount of money set up, earn 8% for the rest of your life, and hey presto, you can retire at 67.25. And it's just not true. You have to be able to look after yourself. You have to be able to be educated. This is a highly important part of your existence. So take time to get educated. Take time to learn about some of the nuances of investment. I don't expect everyone listening to the show to be a complete expert, but certainly have at least a good pocket full of questions to ask your financial advisor and create a plan that suits you. That's why we're here.
Exactly.
There you go.
And the other big reason is there's so much, I call it misinformation out there, basically like financial pornography. I've heard that term kicked around. And it's, there is some ulterior motive when people are talking about a specific topic, a type of investment, or a reason to be doing things, and you need to be able to understand what those are. It's not bad. It could be a good thing for you. You just need to understand why it's being presented the way it is so you can make the right decision for yourself, because you know yourself better than anyone else. It doesn't matter how much someone says, oh, we're looking out for you. Some of the best advertising marketing is the broker-dealer world, and they make it sound like they have your best interests first and foremost.
Yeah, and the other issue with it is some of the advertisements that come out seem to claim that your entire portfolio should be going up altogether. And there's just no way. There's going to be something in there. If you have a decent portfolio that's properly diversified, there's going to be something in there that's going to go down.
Right. And if you're properly diversified, that should happen.
Right.
And that's something that doesn't ever get talked about.
No. You've got to get rid of that.
So that's why we're here, just to explain that some of your portfolio should go down in good times and in bad.
Yeah. Well, a lot will go down in bad. Yes. You hope the stuff that goes down in the good times comes roaring back in the bad times. That's the idea.
Well, speaking of good and bad times, what do you think of the markets?
Yeah, good, bad, good, bad.
Pretty interesting.
I think that's how it went.
Depending on the day. It's up, it's down. It's up, it's down. Unfortunately, it was down a little more than it was up, so we had a negative week, but that can be healthy for the market. So it's not it's not a panic in the streets. Everybody run for the hills.
No, and of course there was big talk about it crossing over the 100-day moving average. And for those listeners who have no idea what that means, it doesn't really matter. It's right. just it's just your talk that people like to throw out. It's you take an average of the last 100 days and you plot it along the graph, and at some point that graph will fall below that line.
Right.
And apparently that's a big deal in terms of trading. And when I used to trade actively all the time, I probably would have traded on that. But right. now I'm too involved in other things to worry about those signals. It to be honest, the market does look weak. It right. just does. It's come a long way from particularly the NASDAQ. I mean, we were talking, what, a week ago?
Two weeks ago. It hit the 5,000
mark. And we were talking about, could this be the time when it breaks out to all-time highs? And here we are, closed the week at 48.71. So, I mean, that's 130 points right. down from where it was.
Which is
was.
A fairly substantial move away from that high that it
Yeah,
touched.
Almost 3%.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not a small move.
In a relatively short
period
of time.
Yeah, and you're talking about big companies, you know, Google, Apple, you know, Microsoft, all of those make up some of the top names over there. But yeah, it you know, the global economy is not looking that strong. The U.S. economy is the big shining beacon right now. It seems like things are really on cruise control in the U.S. So now there's a lot of talk about raising interest rates and maybe putting the handbrake on the economy. And certainly I, for one, think that we were a long way from needing a handbrake. I'm a small business owner, and that's why I'm really excited to have Amy on the show today, because she's going to explain to us what she's seeing in the world of her businesses. And we'll get to that a little bit later. But I just think that the small business owner is still struggling to get traction. I know I have a number of small businesses that I'm operating and running, and I can sense that there is some traction.
Mm-hmm.
Sales are actually finally starting to improve on a number of them, and it's actually getting better the following month rather than, hey, here we go. Oh, no, no we don't. So I feel a little bit more comfortable. But by no way, shape, or form do I feel that this is an economy where we need to pull the handbrake on and try and take some of the heat off it, because I'm not feeling any heat.
This has been one of the slowest recoveries in the history as far as actual economic growth.
Well, we were back in 08, right? Mm-hmm. We started all of this. And where are we now? 7 years we've been messing around with it.
Right.
Normally, it's time for a recession. We haven't even got to the good stuff yet.
Right. We haven't gotten to that full speed ahead.
No. I mean, some of the big companies have benefited. You've seen Apple just take off like crazy during those 7 years. You've seen a lot of these bigger companies, and as I've been arguing on the show and on my blog repeatedly, the playing field's been so skewed towards the large business at the expense of the small companies in terms of the regulation, the tax environment, the healthcare benefits, and all these other expenses that just get lumped on everyone indiscriminately, meaning that the big companies have got the wherewithal to handle it, and the small guys just basically get pushed out of business. That it's and they're the engine of growth, and they're the engine of hiring and opportunity and getting people back on the path to recovery. And so until they start leveling this playing field, I just don't see that the small businesses are going to have that big of a shot.
Right.
I'm whining.
hush over there. So with that, I know one of the things they talked about over the last couple of weeks is the Fed kind of backing themselves into a corner, because they laid out, if this happens, and this happens, and this happens, then we will do this, which was basically raise rates.
Yep.
I think they're a little bit trapped on their language, but the reality is I'd be shocked to see them raise rates anytime soon.
No, I know. And the market's sort of starting to bake that in. Initially, it was looking at, yes, they will, but I just don't see the need. Right. The rest of the world is in such tatters right now. I mean, Greece and China and Euro and Japan. And even I've been reading a lot of articles about Africa, and they're really struggling. And Brazil's just, I mean, the wheels have just blown off their cart. So it's just, I don't see, if America slows itself down, I think that the rest of the world at that point in time will literally just roll over into recession.
Right.
I mean, so I do think that there'll be a fair amount of pressure, not that Yellen will listen, but there will be some pressure from outside from like Draghi and all of these other guys, you know, central bankers from around the world calling her up and saying, hey, we need you to keep going.
Right. Well, stick around. When we come back, we are going to spend some time learning more about what Amy does, how she provides service to her clients, and get some real insight into the bookkeeping world of businesses, small businesses in particular, like Steve just mentioned. So we'll be right back. You listen to The Portfolio Doctors, KCBQ, The Answer.
Saying, I don't know, is no longer acceptable. This is AM 1170, The Answer.
Discover Bookkeeping Made Easy, your source for bookkeeping and accounting solutions. Get the tools you need to succeed. Bookkeeping Made Easy gives clients personal attention with insightful advice for your expenses, invoices, payables, inventory control, reconciliations, financial statements, and tax preparation. Call now for your free initial consultation, 858-822-9239. Energy, expertise, close personal attention. Bookkeeping Made Easy, 858-822-9239.
Business owners, are you tired of using multiple software solutions to run your business? Are you sick of the constant updates and having to pay your IT staff or a third-party company to manage your software systems? If you can answer yes to any of these questions, then you need Lead Commerce. Lead Commerce is a cloud-based software system that runs your entire business, from your website to e-commerce to inventory, purchasing, and order management. Lead Commerce does it all. For a free 15-day trial of Lead Commerce, log on to leadcommerce.com. That's www.leadcommerce.com. Start your free trial today. You'll be glad you did.
Remember those warm, sun-filled days relaxing on the beach in Hawaii? Can't wait to go again? Well, now you can have a taste of Hawaii delivered to your door by going online and ordering some melt-in-your-mouth deliciousness from HawaiiFudge.com. What better way to shake off the stresses of the world than biting into a smooth, creamy chocolate macadamia nut sensation? Or how about our Kona Coffee Lava Flow? Just go to HawaiiFudge.com and place your order online today. That's HawaiiFudge.com.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, over 90 million people in the U.S. own mutual funds. Now, I wonder how many of those people have read all the fine print associated with those investments. The good news is you don't have to figure it out on your own. Let me introduce you to Dan Osgood. Dan is a certified financial planner and actually a friend. Through his website, freeinvestmentaudit.com, he will do a free risk and cost analysis for any investment portfolio you have. This free analysis will find all the hidden fees and uncover the missing money from your investments. Most people don't think they're paying any fees at all, but trust me, you definitely are. The question is, how much in fees are you paying for the investments you have? If you have a retirement account or a bond portfolio of any kind, go to freeinvestmentaudit.com right now and get your free analysis. You deserve to know what your investments are really costing you. Freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com.
AM 1170, The Answer. Everywhere you go on iHeartRadio.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Portfolio Doctors. My name is Dan Osgood.
And I'm Steve Bick.
And today we have special guest Tammy Mullins, who is the founder of Bookkeeping Made Easy, a business you started back in 2008.
Yes.
And one of the reasons we wanted to bring Amy on, I've talked to her a few times now, and she really adds a level of service that is rare in this day and age. Most places, if you have a bookkeeper, that's all they do. They just get the numbers, they do your books and give it back to you, ta-da, you're done. Just like a lot of tax professionals, they just get the numbers, they do your tax returns, and they give it to you. And there's no real planning piece to that, so they aren't really looking to see ways to be more efficient. And that's one thing that Amy brings to the table, that she's told me numerous stories about different cases she's worked on and helped people save loads of money. You were just telling us a brief story during the break. That's a great story. Could you share that with our listeners?
Yes. When you were talking about your investment savings and people being able to not count on the percentage raise being 2% or 8%, a few years ago, I started with a client, and they had some retirement savings. And they had quite a bit of substantial money in their retirement. But I'm looking at it on a quarterly basis, as I do with any of my clients, because I will book if you have a gain or a loss on your bookkeeping. And I've noticed that they're just always losing money. So I went to them and I said, you know, I think we need to maybe look at another financial advisor. And they had completely forgotten about their retirement savings. And they asked me, oh, how are they doing? And I had to tell them that they had lost quite a bit of money just in the time that I had been looking at it. Wow. And so we went, we found another retirement advisor for them, and they sat down, and now they're way more involved, as they should be, in their retirement.
So were you doing their company books or what at the time?
I do company books for businesses, but I also do personal for some of my clients.
Oh, really?
And they're one that they both have a business, and then I did their personal as well.
All right.
So, yes.
Oh, okay. Maybe I should do my QuickBooks for myself. I've just sort of blow that off.
QuickBooks, SmickBooks.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah.
And how many businesses do you have that you work with?
I have close to 60.
60. Mm-hmm. And across all the spectrum in terms of types?
Yes. I don't have
all kinds. So no focus in terms, you can handle the books for anybody.
Yes, I can. Whether you have, you know, inventory and your retail, or if you're just, you know, a sole proprietor trying to start off a business and get it up and running.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask you a question about, and you don't obviously mention any of the company's names because that's proprietary information, but I'm assuming most of them are smaller businesses, right?
Yes.
When we say small, what sort of less than $5 million in revenues?
Yes.
Okay, that would be my definition of small. And how have you seen over the last, since we've had this recession 2009 through today? I mean, are there any standout industries that you can tell, or is everyone sort of struggling along? Are any of them, you know, really going well, or is it across the board? People, are you seeing life? I mean, what I'm trying to determine is there life out there?
Life is coming back, and I can definitely see that in a lot of my clients. Mm-hmm. Everybody was struggling for a long time, and companies did go out of business.
Yes.
Clients that I had did end up going out of business. And I'm very truthful with them. If I'm looking at your books, I can tell them you really have another 6 months or a year. And they don't like hearing that from anybody. But they either get on board and we can try to make some changes, or, you know, they can look and find something else that's, you know, more pleasing to them. But I'm going to be honest with you. And some of my clients that have had to step up to the plate, we look at making cuts. We look at creating the budgets and then making some cuts if that's necessary, so that they were able to maintain, and they were able to come, you know, outside of the waters. And some of them had to also just find something else to supplement and help them as they were still growing their business. I have an expression that I always tell my clients, and that is, when you're often struggling, you don't maybe not have a business yet, you have an expensive hobby.
Right.
And so they'll look at me and they'll and that clicks with them, and then they can relate to that.
Because I've got six hobbies.
Six hobbies.
And you're not talking about paddleboarding and
Thing. Yeah, you know? I've got eight or nine then.
Yes, and so that gets them on board when they have to start to focus and say, okay, do I want an expensive hobby or do I want a business? Because once you start and you make that decision, you have to make business decisions.
So are there any areas that have done better than others in terms of, you know, broad strokes of industries like healthcare or finance or construction? Or, I mean, is there any within those 60 businesses, are there any, like, here's a pocket of businesses that have just happened to have done a lot better than the norm?
The ones that are coming out, you can definitely tell, are in my construction.
Really?
Accounts, yes. Finally, there's some construction work.
Wow.
Out there for people. I have a client who maintains the yachts on the bay.
Okay.
And when the recession hit, nobody was maintaining their yachts on the bay.
Right.
And now his business is doing extremely well.
See, now, that brings me to one thing I want to say about small business, because I've been involved in small business my whole life, pretty much, outside of trading and that. And one thing for sure, I mean, when things go bad, a lot of the time is you've really got, like you say, cut expenses, hunker down, really bite the bullet. Because if you can actually get through those bad times and you're still around, you're going to be, and the people call you and the phone ring and you pick it up, suddenly it's like, oh, you're still there. And that sense of loyalty can drive you to the next level. So while it's a real struggle for like 2 or 3 years, when you can come out the other side, you're normally a lot better and a lot bigger because and stronger, and there's a lot less competition around because a lot of other people just gave in, right?
Exactly.
And that's where the importance of you having that difficult conversation with them and saying, look, you've got 6 months to a year left unless you make some changes.
Absolutely.
So the person can address that and say, okay, times are tough. How can we make these adjustments that will allow us to continue to just tread water for the next year or two or whatever that time frame might be to come out the other side, like you're just talking about?
So in a typical example, and I just, before we even get to an example, I just want to discuss bookkeeping as a topic for now. A lot of people sort of push it under the rug. I come from a turnaround background. So I've turned around numbers of businesses all over the place, right? And specifically in the small business world, when I would go in there, and it was actually, a lot of it was construction in the beginning. It morphed from there, but a lot of it. And I would go in and I'd say, right, where are your books? And they'd go, well, that box over there is 2005 and that box is 2006. And I'm like, can that seriously, where are your books? And they'd say, no, seriously, those are them. And people underestimate what type of information and how beneficial it is to an individual and a business for their survival to have a good solid set of books. I mean, can you comment on that?
So important. It is so important to have good bookkeeping. And a lot of people don't want to bring in that box to me yet. They feel that they need to go through it and organize it first in order to bring it into me. And that's great, and I'm glad that they want to make that effort, but actually it's going to be quicker for me to do it because I know exactly what I'm looking for, and even if you do, I'm going to resort what you gave me because I want it in a specific order.
Right.
And so I have another client who just recently started bookkeeping, and he hadn't previously. He kept his information in Excel, and as we started in, and I said, okay, well, where's your expenses for this? And where's your expenses for this? And I started asking him, you can write off, you know, the gas as you're traveling in your car. You can write off your car insurance through your business. He didn't realize all of those additional expenses.
Right.
And so we ended up decreasing his tax liability that he was going to have to pay taxes on by over $37,000.
Yeah,
because of areas that he just wasn't thinking that really were important. So once he saw it on paper, here's the profit and loss, here's the income, here's the expenses, then he was back to his house, really digging in and getting those other figures because he realized how much they all add up.
Well, that's the first thing. And then the second thing is, which to me is even more scary, is some people run their business under the guise of, well, if my bank account had $10,000 last month and it's got $11,000 this month, I made $1,000. And they have no idea. And a lot of times they didn't make that $1,000. All they did was get a deposit on the next job. And that was a big deposit and they spent less out. So in actual fact, they're stealing Peter to pay Paul. And they're unbeknownst to it, they're slowly going into the spiral of negative income. And they have no idea until you actually get the books, put it on a piece of paper. But they're scared to death of that answer, I have to say. It's like going for a medical checkup. You know you've got to go, but you don't really want it. Please just say it's good news, you know, even though you know you've got to go. And it's the same thing with bookkeeping. A lot of people don't do it just because they are scared to death of what you might find.
Yes.
Right?
It is very true. People don't want to really know. They think that they know, and they're good with that.
Yep.
But what people also just really need to get educated with, and I'll go through when I'm done reconciling and I'm putting it all together and it comes in, you know, in a pretty package, I'm going to go over your financials with you. And I'm really intuitive, and I can tell when I'm sitting with you, when you get the glazed over look in your eye, that I've lost you. And
right.
I'll be like, okay, come on, let's go. We're almost done. Because I need you to understand what I'm producing
absolutely.
For you.
Yeah, no, exactly right. You have to be able to understand what's on the piece of paper. But I still think that there's that level of fear that the people have just got to understand. It's almost like the show. People don't worry about their finances because, that's in 20, 30 years. I'm not going to worry about it today. But if they just knew, hey, put $1,000 aside today and next month and next month, and you are going to be in such good shape when you retire, rather than wake up when you're 70 years old and go, okay, let's retire.
That's it. It's a scary number of people that I have spoken with over my career that are 55. They come to me and say, okay, I need to start planning for retirement.
Yes.
I'll say, okay, what does your IRA account look like? What does your 401k look like?
What's that?
Dead silence. What are you talking about? That's what I'm here for. I need to set something up.
Yes.
It's like, well, you should have thought about that 20 or 30 years ago.
But it's going to be a challenge. Then they wouldn't have the boat. They wouldn't be down in Cabo. They wouldn't be skiing in, you know, Val d'Isere every year. Right. Because that money, suddenly that discretionary money that should have been put aside, you have taken away from them.
But not necessarily. With proper planning, you can have all of that. You can have all of that.
Only if you've got your books in order.
Correct. And that is Amy Mullins that we've been talking to here with Bookkeeping Made Easy. She is the founder. Best way to reach Amy, you said call the office?
Yes.
So that's 858-822-9239. Once again, it's 858-822-9239, or they can email you directly. It's A Mullins, so A-M-U-L-L-E-N-S.
No S.
No S, Mullen. So A-M-U-L-L-E-N at B-M-E-S-D.net. And we will put, I believe we have a link up on our website for you already. If not, we'll make sure that that's up there so people can access directly. If you're just catching the show, you don't have anywhere to write something down, you can email us, dan@theportfoliodoctors.com or steve@theportfoliodoctors.com, and we'll put you in touch with Amy right away. It's an extremely valuable service that Amy provides, and we're going to continue to talk with Amy here in the next segment as well. So stick around. We'll be right back.
AM1170TheAnswer.com. Hear us anywhere in San Diego and the world. AM1170, The Answer.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, over 90 million people in the U.S. own mutual funds. Now, I wonder how many of those people have read all the fine print associated with those investments. The good news is you don't have to figure it out on your own. Let me introduce you to Dan Osgood. Dan is a certified financial planner and actually a friend. Through his website, freeinvestmentaudit.com, he will do a free risk and cost analysis for any investment portfolio you have. This free analysis will find all the hidden fees and uncover the missing money from your investments. Most people don't think they're paying any fees at all, but trust me, you definitely are. The question is, how much in fees are you paying for the investments you have? If you have a retirement account or a bond portfolio of any kind, go to freeinvestmentaudit.com right now and get your free analysis. You deserve to know what your investments are really costing you. freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com.
Remember those warm, sun-filled days relaxing on the beach in Hawaii? Can't wait to go again? Well, now you can have a taste of Hawaii delivered to your door by going online and ordering some melt-in-your-mouth deliciousness from HawaiiFudge.com. What better way to shake off the stresses of the world than biting into a smooth, creamy chocolate macadamia nut sensation? Or how about our Kona Coffee Lava Flow? Just go to HawaiiFudge.com and place your order online today. That's HawaiiFudge.com.
Business owners, are you tired of using multiple software solutions to run your business? Are you sick of the constant updates and having to pay your IT staff or a third-party company to manage your software systems? If you can answer yes to any of these questions, then you need Lead Commerce. Lead Commerce is a cloud-based software system that runs your entire business, from your website to e-commerce to inventory, purchasing, and order management. Lead Commerce does it all. For a free 15-day trial of Lead Commerce, log on to LeadCommerce.com. That's www.leadcommerce.com. Start your free trial today. You'll be glad you did.
Discover Bookkeeping Made Easy, your source for bookkeeping and accounting solutions. Get the tools you need to succeed. Bookkeeping Made Easy gives clients personal attention with insightful advice for your expenses, invoices, payables, inventory control, reconciliations, financial statements, and tax preparation. Call now for your free initial consultation, 858-822-9239. Energy, expertise, close personal attention. Bookkeeping Made Easy, 858-822-9239.
AM 1170. The Answer.
Welcome back. It is the Portfolio Doctors. My name is Dan Osgood.
And I'm Steve Vick.
We've been chatting today here with Amy Mullins, the founder of Bookkeeping Made Easy, a bookkeeping service for small businesses and personal. And with corporate taxes due on Monday. So if you haven't done that, you better hurry up and get your extension filed if you haven't gotten your books in order. So maybe you might be really busy this weekend, Amy. There might be a lot of people that said, oh, no, I forgot about that, that might need some help.
But it's just corporations, right? It's not LLC. So if you've got a limited liability company, you're still good till the 15th of April, right?
No, it's the 15th of March as well.
Oh, it is? Mm-hmm. For LLCs?
Yeah.
I hope Yost is all over it.
Hopefully. Well, one of the things you mentioned in the break, with taxes coming, you said you do actually function as the tax person for a couple of your businesses, but that's not your preferred model. If they really would like you to, you will do that as an additional service.
Yes.
But you prefer to have an outside CPA or some other tax preparer doing the formal taxes, because that provides a little bit of like a checks and balances where they can review what you're doing, and in turn you can review what they're doing. And I think when we met in the past, you mentioned a few cases where the CPA wasn't doing a good job for their clients, and you had to recommend, hey, you know what, this is what I'm seeing, there are better ways to do things that would save you a lot of money, so you may want to consider making some changes. Is that still valid? You still do that periodically?
Yes, that's very important to have that checks and balance on both ends. And even sometimes when it comes to a CPA, they're just so going through their rhythm and they have, you know, their questions and they're just going through those and they may not understand the whole history. When I'm doing the person's bookkeeping, I am their whole history. I know everything about them. There's nothing about my clients that I don't know or don't have access to. So I'm really able to give a better broad range on if I'm seeing something that's, you know, needs to be done differently. I just had a client come in yesterday for tax preparation for personal taxes, but she gets a 1099. She was on a W-2 last year, and they're making well over $100,000. And so she needs to incorporate, and she needs to become an S-Corp and incorporate for tax benefits purposes, because she's spending way too much money now in self-employment tax and spending money on taxes. And so I'm able to, you know, refer her out to somebody that can help her and assist her. But I also wanted her, when she met with them, to ask specific questions as well, because maybe an S-Corp wouldn't be the very best thing. And I'm thinking that that's what she needs to do, but it's not. So I don't want someone to just, you know, do something that's not going to be the most beneficial to my clients.
Right, right. Because I know that you can save a fair amount on tax by switching from an LLC or a partnership to an S-Corp, just in terms of what you, in terms of just the amount you have to pay in for the Social Security, correct?
It's self-employment tax, correct.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So that was something that was explained to me this year, which was, and it would have been nice to have known a year or two earlier.
Yeah.
But according to the person who told me, I probably would have saved about $10,000 to $15,000 a year in tax by switching over.
As an LLC, though, you can fill out a form to change your filing status. You can still maintain
Correct.
The LLC and still
That's what
form.
We did. Yeah, that's what we've done.
Yeah.
So I'm still an LLC legally, but an S corp for tax purposes. Right.
Yes.
Very confusing. Well, I think we should make the tax more confusing than it is.
Don't just you think? Just add another just, 200 or 300 pages to the tax code.
How many pages is the tax code? It's like 4 billion. Does anyone even really understand the thing? Because I know the IRS doesn't.
I've talked to numerous CPAs that are very good, and I ask them a question and they'll say, well, hold on. And they go to, there's a website that has the whole tax code. And they'll search it out and they'll say, wait, hold on, here it is. And granted, they're going to understand it much better than I am because that's what they deal with every day. But it's so such a large document now. It's so confusing that they have to.
I learned a new one just this year. A client came in.
A new, says, what, whole tax code?
Yes. Well, she has a service dog and she said, right. You know, it's right. My service okay. dog, a tax deduction. And I looked it up and it's 2%. Of your adjusted gross income, anything above that is a tax deduction.
Wow.
But yes, so service dog is now a tax deduction.
So what is that, just like all care, anything related to that dog, basically?
And yes, mm-hmm. Hospital visits, food care.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Wow, there's going to be a lot of service dogs on the tax return now. There's going to be 4 million service dogs suddenly filed in San Diego County.
Yes. I'm assuming there is some type of registration or qualification that's required to have a dog listed.
Yes, there is. When you have a service dog, you have the certification.
Right.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't everyone rush out there and put service dog on your tax returns next week.
Right. Make sure you're crossing all
but
the T's.
But they are. The point to the story is a great example because there are so many mm-hmm. of these things that and it drives me crazy when I go to tax people that don't actually open their eyes and look for you. And most of the time, it's not necessarily because they're bad people. It's because they are so swamped. And we've got this deadline of April 15th, and everyone like me shows up on April 1. Here we go. And so they've got 4,000 people.
April 1, that's a pretty good...
Yeah, that's enough time, isn't it?
Sure.
This year, it's going to be April 7th, because I'll be in Hawaii on the 1st of April. So it'll be when I get back.
Yeah.
So
great.
Yeah. And it'll be a little bit more hectic.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So... Amy, what kind of advice can you give to people with corporate taxes being due on Monday? Obviously, if they haven't started, you need to extend right away. You still have to pay, correct? By Monday.
You do not have to pay by Monday. Because if you're filing as an S corp or in regards to an LLC, it's going to flow to your personal through the K-1.
Right.
Of course, your state corporation taxes do.
Right, so that with the $800, mm-hmm. you still have to pay by Monday.
I can't recall
now.
No, that's now.
The 15th.
The 15th of April.
Yeah. Of April.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's still
on
due
the
by
corporate?
The 15th. On
really?
The corporate.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, so you don't have to, you're not going to have anything that you actually have to pay, but you do have to file an extension. The IRS imposes a tax penalty for non-failure to file and non-failure to pay. So if you're one of those people and you file your taxes and you owe money and you can't pay it and you have to be set up on a payment plan, you're going to get a penalty for failure to pay. But they'll also impose a tax for failure to file. And if you do not file an extension and then you file your taxes later, you will have a failure to file penalty. And so it's very important just to get that extension paperwork in.
Sure. Absolutely. Because what's that penalty based on? Is it?
It's 5% per month. Okay. And it maxes out at 25%. So after 5 months, wow. at the 5%, but it's 25%.
So anyone listening who maybe has been procrastinating a bit, I highly recommend you get that extension filed ASAP.
And yeah. the banks can borrow money for nothing.
Yes.
But they can charge us 25% for being late.
Right.
Wow, nice.
Sounds fair.
Nice. Yeah.
Wow. And what about with personal taxes coming up? What type of important advice can you lend someone?
Yeah, it's important. It is important to just get your information in as early as possible. But, you know, a lot of people who have procrastinated and just maybe they don't have all of their paperwork, an easy, simple solution that you can do is you can contact the IRS and you can ask them for a printout of what they have on file for you for your documents.
Okay.
Because anything that's sent to you is also sent to the IRS. So you may be able to get that information now in just enough to file. But it's just really important to just allow enough time to file. If you have still receipts, if you're a sole proprietor, but you still have a Schedule C and you just have to get those receipts in order, just take them in, have someone just do them really quickly on Excel. If you're not going to have some bookkeeping done, just take them in and get them on an Excel spreadsheet so that you can visually see those expenses. Because then someone's going to come back to you and then they can say, okay, wait, I don't see receipts for this. I don't see costs for this. I don't see costs for that. And then you'll have time enough to go back and get those before you actually have to file.
Right. Well, hold that thought. I think we've got either Dave or RJ on the line with us today with Columbus Turnkey Housing. We had them on for a long segment last week. Dave or RJ, are you there?
We're here. Hey, this is Dave, and RJ is here as well.
Both here. Great.
All right. Well done, lads. So what are you guys, what bit of information can you give us on the property market this week?
Sure. Well, it's very hot. We're seeing an influx of buyers. In fact, I'm going to pass the phone to RJ here in a moment. But multiple properties under contract, and as the weather warms up, things just get more active in the rental market as well. I've been handling a lot of getting things leased, and the phone is just ringing off the hook, especially now on the weekends. Everybody's moving around. Now's the time to move. So vacancy is definitely at an all-time low. And as far as people who are buying properties, here's RJ.
Yeah, we recently sold a property to a client out in Seattle. Kind of an interesting situation. He has a lot of his retirement money just kind of sitting there in the bank, not doing much, really. So it wasn't that hard of a sale when he saw the returns on a property that we had on Uxley. So that one just closed, and hopefully we can do a couple more with this guy. He seems to be a good client.
So you guys are saying now, obviously, that summer or spring showing up, now is the time that people are actually de-thawing and getting out there, and the property market's picking up, and it seems like rental rates are too. There's high demand across the board right now, yeah?
Yeah, very much so. In fact, we have a three-bedroom, two-bath home that we're going to be selling for right in the 70s. And I have multiple applications on my desk right now for $950 a month.
Right, to rent it.
Doing the math yourself. A lot of people are definitely moving it. All we got to do now is just bury ourselves out from the rest of the snow.
Do we want to tell them how it is out here today?
Yeah, it's 82 degrees today and 94 tomorrow, apparently.
Well, we're really good at helping California investors, get great returns and take advantage of the real estate market. And hopefully you guys can tour us around a little bit and get us out of the cold next
year. maybe we'll get you out here and get you live in studio with us. So what types of returns, just on average? I know we covered it last week, but just as a reminder for our listeners.
Yeah, the net returns you'll see can be anywhere from 10 to 15%. A lot of our investors use financing, so that's cash on cash return there.
Right.
And then, you know, the rents are going to be anywhere from $750 to $1,200, and these homes are built 1950s to about 2002. So we kind of get into some of the newer homes with some of our clients. So.
Yeah, no, it's and Dan and I brought that up after we had you on the show last week to our listeners that, you know, if you do finance it, those returns go way higher than 10 to 15%. So, Dan, maybe you should tell everyone how they can get hold of these guys.
Yes. Actually, unfortunately, I don't have your card right in front of me this week. I left my briefcase at home and I ran out.
No,
so you're going to have to share with us.
No worries. The fastest and easiest way to get a hold of us is just to get online and visit us at www.columbusturnkeyhouses.com. That's columbusturnkeyhouses.com.
So it's plural, houses.
Correct.
Okay. Very good.
Excellent. Well, thank you guys very much for joining us again today. We will talk to you again next week. Hopefully, you'll get a little bit of a thaw. Maybe we'll send some of this 90-degree weather your way.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks a lot. Enjoy.
If you've got questions, we've got answers. AM 1170, The Answer.
Business owners, are you tired of using multiple software solutions to run your business? Are you sick of the constant updates and having to pay your IT staff or a third-party company to manage your software systems? If you can answer yes to any of these questions, then you need Lead Commerce. Lead Commerce is a cloud-based software system that runs your entire business, from your website to e-commerce to inventory, purchasing, and order management. Lead Commerce does it all. For a free 15-day trial of Lead Commerce, log on to leadcommerce.com. That's www.leadcommerce.com. Start your free trial today. You'll be glad you did.
Discover Bookkeeping Made Easy, your source for bookkeeping and accounting solutions. Get the tools you need to succeed. Bookkeeping Made Easy gives clients personal attention with insightful advice for your expenses, invoices, payables, inventory control, reconciliations, financial statements, and tax preparation. Call now for your free initial consultation, 858-822-9239. Energy, expertise, close personal attention. Bookkeeping Made Easy, 858-822-9239.
Remember those warm, sun-filled days relaxing on the beach in Hawaii? Can't wait to go again? Well, now you can have a taste of Hawaii delivered to your door by going online and ordering some melt-in-your-mouth deliciousness from HawaiiFudge.com. What better way to shake off the stresses of the world than biting into a smooth, creamy chocolate macadamia nut sensation? Or how about our Kona Coffee Lava Flow? Just go to HawaiiFudge.com and place your order online today. That's HawaiiFudge.com.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, over 90 million people in the U.S. own mutual funds. Now, I wonder how many of those people have read all the fine print associated with those investments. The good news is you don't have to figure it out on your own. Let me introduce you to Dan Osgood. Dan is a certified financial planner and actually a friend. Through his website, freeinvestmentaudit.com, he will do a free risk and cost analysis for any investment portfolio you have. This free analysis will find all the hidden fees and uncover the missing money from your investments. Most people don't think they're paying any fees at all, but trust me, you definitely are. The question is, how much in fees are you paying for the investments you have? If you have a retirement account or a bond portfolio of any kind, go to freeinvestmentaudit.com right now and get your free analysis. You deserve to know what your investments are really costing you. Freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com.
AM 1170, The Answer, and AM 1170, TheAnswer.com.
Welcome back. It is the Portfolio Doctors Radio Show. I'm Dan Osgood.
I'm Steve Bick.
And we've got Amy Mullins, the founder of Bookkeeping Made Easy, who's been here sharing with us very, very good, useful information for all the listeners. Steve, you had a question
Yes.
you wanted to
Well,
throw out.
I want to know how much this is going to cost. Do you charge by the hour? Do you charge by the company? Or how exactly do you work out what it costs? And how can people maybe work out how to stomach this additional expense?
Yes, that's a very good question. I do charge by the hour. Mm-hmm. Now, having said that, if you're an ongoing client and we can see a trending pattern, we will make that a fixed monthly rate.
Okay.
But normally, you're not having a trend. Normally, businesses are going up and down and have peaks and valleys, and you're going to maintain yourself on that hourly rate.
And what is the hourly rate?
The hourly rate is $55 an hour.
Okay.
And on an average, it can take between 2 and 3 hours a month to do your bookkeeping.
So call it $200 a month.
Yes. But having said that, of course, there are larger companies and more detail. If you are a company and you have your bank statement and it's about 10 pages long because you love that debit card, that can be a little bit more. A lot of companies these days want to put all of their expenses on their American Express card so that they're getting those points. And so all of the credit cards entries, all of the credit cards have to be input separately and reconciled as well. All of the accounts typically should be balanced that are on a balance sheet. So anything that you have, whether you have notes payables, whether you have people that owe you money, it all should always be reconciled. If you're ever audited purposes, that's what they're going to look at.
Right.
And so we're looking at all of those avenues. We're not just data entry. We're not just going to enter it and then say, okay, you're good.
So that 3 or 4 hours that we've talked about a month, that includes the analysis and giving somebody some input as to what happened last month?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow, so that's worth it to me because, I mean, you'll struggle. Imagine you hire someone, right? You're going to hire someone. That's going to cost you a little bit more than $200 a month, I'd think. I think yes. The Social Security payment you have to make is probably $200 a month. So, if you're getting a proper set of books with good input, you know, and even potentially some advice as to how to save money and taxes and maybe invest a bit better, it's probably going to come out ahead.
Well, just a couple of the examples you've shared with us. If you can save someone $1,000 a month and it's costing $200 a month, that's a trade that you should do every single time because that's a net extra $800 a month you're keeping in your pockets. And if you're unaware of these situations, if you're doing the books yourself and you're thinking, well, gee, I can't really afford to spend this $200 a month, look at the facts. There's a chance you can't afford not to because you're wasting a lot of extra money per month. So it's a huge service you're doing for these people.
Yes, and time is money.
Absolutely.
And I don't want to be wasting my time on things that I'm not good at.
Right. I'm a big proponent of that.
Yeah, so if I give Amy all of my accounting, then I can just go paddleboarding every day.
That's true. And save money.
Maybe.
It could be a net game. You could go out and paddle every day more often and make more money.
There's one slight fly in the ointment, though. I'm so old that I wouldn't be able to muster it going out every single day.
Your body wouldn't hold up.
It wouldn't hold up.
Well, you never know. You could be that leather-looking guy out there on your paddleboard.
Yeah, exactly right. That's what I'm after.
Paddling all day. That'd be good. Well, Amy, thank you very much for joining us today. This has been excellent. That is Amy Mullins we've been speaking with all day from Bookkeeping Made Easy. Best way to reach her is direct phone line 858-822-9239. Once again, 858-822-9239 or email A. Mullen, so AMULLEN at BMESD.net. Amy, again, thank you very much. It's been great.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks, Steve.
We'll talk to you again next week.
Listening to The Portfolio Doctors on AM 1170, The Answer. To schedule a financial health check, go to theportfoliodoctors.com or to speak with Dan Osgood, Steve Bick, or any guest on this program, call 858-764-7250. That's 858-764-7250. Learn more about the show online at theportfoliodoctors.com. Doctors are Dan Osgood and Stephen Bick, investment advisor representatives for their respective investment firms, ACAS LLC and Cottingham Management Company LLC. The opinions expressed on the Portfolio Doctors are their own. They do not reflect those of ACAS LLC, Cottingham Management Company LLC, or this radio station. The information you heard is for educational purposes only. No listener should assume that the discussions serve as a substitute for personal advice from ACAS LLC or Cottingham Management Company, LLC. Listeners are encouraged to seek advice from a qualified tax, legal, or investment advisor to determine whether any information presented may be suitable for their specific situation. ACAS, LLC, and Cottingham Management Company, LLC are not law or accounting firms, and no portion of this presentation should be interpreted as legal, accounting, investment, or tax advice.
The Portfolio Doctors on AM 1170, The Answer, is sponsored by Mr. Credit San Diego.